You know, a few minutes ago, I was sharing with John and Bob in the audience this headline that came in the Arizona Repugnant first thing this morning. President and Speaker clash over the fix to the problem. The headline was Obama slams debt circus. I found that absolutely hilarious, considering this guy truly is the ringmaster, or he's the circus clown. I'm not sure which one it is. I think I'd go along with the circus clown. I've never seen a circus clown, however, wear a top hat and stand there in the middle of the three rings, but that's truly what it is. It is a three-ring circus with Obama in the middle, the Senate on one side, and the idiotic so-called House of Misrepresentation on the other side, and that's what they are. Good evening, and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live this 26th day of July, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Interesting half hour. I was relatively comfortable. It's very difficult when you have, with Bob as a guest, although I consider Bob to be more of a co-host when he's on with John. And then when there's several more of us, then you've got callers. It's like I'm sitting on a bench picking my nose or something. And, the questions do come up, and we attempted to answer some of them. But thanks for being here today. We've got some interesting things to talk about. I don't generally spend the time on economic-related issues on a Tuesday, but we're going to do some of that today, in addition to some other stuff. Markets did well, whatever the markets do today. And Dow is off 92, although Amazon jumped after hours. Dow closed at 12,501, NASDAQ off 3 at 2840, S&P 500 down 5 at 1332, global Dow up 3 at 2143, which makes absolutely no sense. Gold currently sitting at $1,622 an ounce, while oil fell 43 cents, currently at $99.17 a barrel. And the ongoing battles in Congress go on. Boehner's plan has been completely thrown out. The Republicans won't even support him with it. That now leaves us nothing but Harry Reid's plan, which you know darn well Harry Reid never came up with an original thought on his own in his life without the prodding of Nancy and Obama and the rest of them. Anyway, I hear some music cranking up. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments, and we're going to talk about your job.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I needed to listen to a little bit of that tonight. Mel Torme with Barry Manilow. Big City Blues. An awful lot of us are living it. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Looking at a few headlines during the break, which I had not had a chance to do early today. I've actually had quite a busy day today with many, many things. I needed to get out and take care of some banking business and just never got to it. Anyway, some of these headlines are amazing. American dream slips further out of reach. Adds stagnant wages to a list of woes hitting American families struggling for a life that was better than their parents had. Question, how long should a ceiling increase last? We're talking about the debt ceiling. How long should a debt ceiling increase last? Well, according to the column, it's coming down to that. The problem is the debt ceiling increase, the way these drunken sailors spend. I can't even call them drunken sailors. My God, when a sailor runs out of money, he at least stops spending. Because 9 chances out of 10, he can't win it at the crap tables. Of course, a crap table in the military is down on the floor, you know, and rolling the dice. And that's the problem. They're just doing nothing but that, rolling the dice in this nation. Debt ceiling increase doesn't last more than a few weeks or months, and they're out of money again, having the same old fight over and over again. May home prices continue to decline on an annual basis. Monthly figures tick slightly higher. Home prices dip 4.5% in May. Whew. Isn't that exciting? Let's see what else we got. Who cares about Soros? Well, that takes care of that. We're done with it. Oh, you wanted some other figures, didn't you? You wanted all the rest of the metals figures. Gold currently at about 1622, 1620 an ounce, in that general range. Silver just shy of $41 an ounce again. Platinum at 1802, up $16 on the day. Palladium up $29 today, 833. And yet we talk about wages. My wife had an interesting argument. She's back in Chicago with her sister. Of course, I don't know what it is about some of these people that live in Chicago. They're living too far east, and they think that Obama's a god. They just don't get it. They honestly believe the 9.1% unemployment rate. And from one person to the next, my wife says she just can't believe these people. Her own sister, well, you know, her sister was a part of the NEA for, what, 40 years? She thinks the way the National Education Association thinks. She thinks the way most liberal thinking people. When I say liberal, I don't necessarily mean just Democrat, okay? Of course, they like to call themselves progressives. And yet we turn around and we see that there's layoffs everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's more layoffs. The competition for jobs in this country is absolutely brutal right now. And according to some reports, it's about to get worse. You see, a new wave of layoffs is sweeping all across America. During tough economic times, Wall Street favors companies that are able to cut costs. And the fastest way to cut costs is to eliminate employees. Well, after a period of relative stability, the employment picture in the United States is starting to get somewhat bleaker again. Is that bleaker or blacker or darker? Doesn't matter. It sucks. New applications for unemployment benefits have now been above 400,000 for 15 straight weeks. New applications for unemployment benefits. Over 400,000 for 15 straight weeks. Do you know what that means? That's new applications. What does that work out to be? Come on. Times how many weeks? 15. Son of a gun. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, wait a minute. There's the magic number. 6 million plus people in the last 15 weeks applying for unemployment benefits. Finding a good job is like winning the lottery in this economy. Bad chance.
You can't win if you don't play.
This federal government and the state governments have made it incredibly complicated and extremely expensive to have employees on the payroll. It's getting harder and harder to get a large enough return to justify the time and expense that hiring employees requires. And what do they figure the numbers were with Obama? It cost something like $285,000 to create each new job. But for each new job that is created, how many other jobs are being lost? And so many firms today now find themselves trying to do more with the employees that they already have. What do? Get the pit boss out with a whip? It's kind of like Lucille Ball working on the chocolate factory, making the candy. The belt's going so fast, she has to start popping these things in her mouth to keep up with it. Of course, other companies are now turning to temp agencies like Kelly as a way to reduce costs and increase workplace flexibility. A lot of the big corporations are sending as much work as they can where? Overseas, where the wages are far lower and where the regulatory environment is much simpler. Regulatory environment, in other words, they can build it with slave wages, slave labor. Of course, all this is really bad news for American workers that just want good jobs that will enable them to provide for their families. Some years ago, as we began to see huge numbers of layoffs, we encouraged people to look, believe it or not, into government jobs. Because it was a time we thought that they would be a lot more stable in this economic environment. And I suppose to some degree they are. You go to work for the government, oh baby, you're on the dole forever. But today that may no longer be true. In fact, state and local governments all over the United States are responding to massive budget problems by slashing payrolls in an unprecedented fashion. Sadly, the reality is that the number of secure jobs is rapidly declining in America. If you have a job, which means just over broke, if you have a job right now, you might not have it for long. That is one reason why everyone should be trying to become more independent of the system. Now, I know an awful lot of you out there are retired. And, you know, you may be living off your Social Security or your pension, because back in the day, you worked for a company for 20, 30, 40 years in some cases. Yeah, that's the old days when you worked for General Motors and Ford and Chrysler and IBM and Bethlehem Steel and, you know, it goes on. All those days are gone. There was a time the U.S. economy produced a seemingly endless supply of good jobs. It helped us develop the largest and most vibrant middle class in modern world history. But now employees are regarded as costly liabilities, and businesses and governments alike are trying to reduce those liabilities as much as they can. They will use any excuse possible. You know, my son lost his job around Christmas time last year. He'd been with Sheraton for a number of years, and he was climbing the ladder. Big Christmas party. They encouraged revelry and partying and lots of food and lots of drink. And when it was all over, the manager took 30 or 40 people over to another establishment now owned by a former Sheraton employee. And the drinks continued. My son was scheduled for the morning shift. He got up the next morning. He was the first one on the job. And I'm sure he'd had more than his fair share of who had John to drink tonight. He shows up, and one of the security guards at Sheraton said, "Bubba, you coming over here with me. We're going to test you for alcohol." He's out drinking. He's responsible enough to show up at the job first thing to get accosted by this punk security guard who takes him in this little booth and determines that his blood alcohol level is higher than what is allowed to come to work. And while he's in there doing that, two or three other people come to work and they get a free pass. My son lost his job. Well, it's his own damn fault, but that's besides the issue. Just one other excuse to get rid of somebody. Cut them from the payroll. Cut them from the company dole. Don't pay them benefits. Don't want to have to contribute to a 401. Don't want to pay their health insurance. Cut them. Get rid of them. We'll hire somebody else cheaper. This summer, the pace of layoffs seems to be accelerating all over the nation. Just check out what's been happening over the past few weeks. Listen to this. Lockheed Martin has made voluntary layoff offers to 6,500 employees. Detroit is losing even more jobs. American Axle and Manufacturing Holdings has told the remaining 300 workers at its manufacturing facility in Detroit that their jobs will be ending in early 2012. Hallelujah, Jesus, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, baby. Layoff notices have been sent to 518 employees of the Milwaukee Public Schools, and more than 400 open positions are going to go unfilled next year. You know that clothing store, The Gap?
Bald in The Gap.
They've announced that up to 200 stores will be closed over the next 2 years. And Cisco has announced plans to lay off 9% of their total workforce.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may, in fact, save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Oh, this is bad, but it's just the beginning. UBS Investment Research is projecting that state and local governments in the United States will combine to slash a whopping 450,000 jobs by the end of next year. Well, our columnist says, ouch. I'm sorry to say, I say good. Problem is, government at all levels. City, county, state, and federal had become so overbloated that that's how we start cutting. That's how we begin to deal with debt and deficit. I feel badly for the people that are going to be out of work. But maybe it's going to allow some other people to be able to survive. Meanwhile, Obama and Bernanke keep trying to tell us the economy's improving, but that simply is not the case. Well, yeah, some of the largest corporations have announced big earnings, but that does not translate into lots of jobs for American workers. It only translates into big earnings and big dividends for their stockholders. Geez, if you could afford to do it, you're better off to be a stockholder today than an employee. Today, most large corporations only want to have as many U.S. workers as are absolutely necessary. In a world where labor has been globalized, it just does not make sense for corporations to shell out massive amounts of money to American workers when they can legally get away with paying slave labor wages to workers on the other side of the globe. We are Siamese, if you please. And so if it seems like it's far harder to get a good job in America today than it used to be, the truth is, you're not imagining things. My first job at the age of 14 was working for Tony's Drive-In, chopping onions. Tony was too cheap to buy a machine to do it. I would sit there with a knife, and I had to chop 3 gallons of onions a day. That doesn't sound like a lot. When you're 14 and you're chopping onions, chop all of mo, chop all of. He couldn't say chop. He couldn't say boy. He'd say chop all of mo. And you had to dice those things so fine, because he's going to stretch that onion far. Cheap. And his daughter, Carmelita. Yes. 85 cents an hour I got paid to do that. And flip burgers and make milkshakes and nice little soft ice cream cones dipped in chocolate and butterscotch and cherry flavored stuff, kind of stuff DQ does too. Except honestly, the food was better than DQ. The point is, our entire system discourages job creation inside this nation. Every single year, even more ridiculous job killing regulations are being passed on the federal and state levels. It has become extremely expensive and ridiculously complicated to hire anybody. And so, how are American families surviving? Those that still do have jobs are finding that wages are not going up, but the cost of living rapidly is. Those of you drawing Social Security know exactly what I'm talking about. No cost of living increase for 2 years in a row, and yet your cost to fill the gas tank and put food on the table continues to increase. How are they surviving? Many American families are making up the difference by doing something that they should have learned 3 years ago to stop doing, and that's using their credit cards more. In June, credit card purchases in this nation increased by 10.7% compared to the same month a year ago. Looks like a whole lot of people have not learned their lessons about how bad credit card debt is. Millions of other American families have fallen out of the middle class completely. Today, one out of every six Americans is enrolled in at least one government anti-poverty program. The level of economic suffering in this country continues to soar. In fact, the number of Americans that are now sleeping in their cars or living in tent cities remains at staggering levels. The point is, what happens when they come to take your car? What we are witnessing in this country is not just a recession or an economic downturn. We are witnessing the fundamental economic change that's destroying this nation. And until there are fundamental policy changes in this nation, there will continue to be huge waves of layoffs and millions of jobs will continue to be shipped out of the country. In the old days, one could go to college, get a good job with a company for 30 years, and retire with a big, fat pension. But today, that way of doing things is completely and totally dead. There is no loyalty out there. It doesn't matter how long you've been working at a particular job. When it becomes financially expedient to get rid of you, you get booted out the door. My friends, it is a cold, cruel world out there right now. Don't assume you will always have a good job because the world is rapidly changing. Don't get caught in the trap of believing it the way that things were. It's that the way they are always going to be in the future. Those days are gone. And we're going to be going to a break here in a few seconds. When we return from the break, I want you to turn up your speakers, whether you're listening on the internet or whether you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting via satellite. I'm about to introduce a brand new song by Steve Voss that came to me last night. I was shocked to hear how old Steve sounds. That's number one, but that's not the key point. Listen to the words. Absorb them. Believe them. Live them. I'm proud to be able to introduce this piece of music right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. So, give me some tunes, man. Fade me on out of here. I'll see you folks in just a few minutes. Enjoy it. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The State of the Union was utter disarray as the House and Senate gathered to hear what the President would have to say. Recession, unemployment, talk of raising taxes more had them worried while they waited for his entrance through the door. Then all at once, that door burst open. It caught him by surprise to see a stranger striding down the aisle that no one recognized. He shook no hands, he slapped no backs, just walked straight ahead. He pointed above the speaker's rostrum. Then he turned around and said, "My name is God. Remember me. It breaks my heart. We're not as close as we could be. I've blessed your lives. I've blessed your land. Now you act like you don't know me or remember who I am. You turned away from me. We haven't spoken. Now you're lost. Your dreams are broken. Don't think it can't get worse. It can. If you want hope, remember who I am." With those few words, he turned away and slipped out a side door. Stunned silence filled the room at first, then came a thunderous roar. There was crying, there was praying, there were folks down on their knees, and that revival scared the devil out of Washington, D.C. "My name is God. Remember me. It breaks my heart. We're not as close as we could be. I've blessed your lives. I've blessed your land. Now you act like you don't know me or remember who I am. You turn away from me. We haven't spoken. Now you're lost. Your dreams are broken. If you think it can't get worse, it can. If you want hope, remember who I am." Of course, that never really happened. So say a prayer for us, our only hope, is spelled out above that rostrum where it says, "In God we trust." You turned away from me. We haven't spoken. Now you're lost. Your dreams are broken. If you think it can't get worse, it can. If you want hope, remember who I am. My name is God.
An amazing piece. I have stayed in touch with Steve for many, many years. And when he and I first met, we were scheduled in Atlanta, Georgia. I introduced a concept, old preparedness expos, that had never been done before. At that point in time, I had a one-hour nightly broadcast on Worldwide Christian Radio. And we scheduled a roundtable. And on that roundtable were people like Bo Greitz, Jack McLam, some others who David Oates was on that panel that night. Kathleen Gennaro representing Gun Owners of America, and Dr. Lynn Horowitz were on the panel. It was an amazingly packed audience, standing room only. And we had promoted the living daylights out of this function. It was being broadcast. Steve was doing the music beforehand, and unfortunately Steve got a late start. In Steve's mind's eye, he had a certain period of time, didn't really care about the broadcast time, which turned out in the scheme of things wasn't bad because some of his music was broadcast as part of our presentation. Steve and I didn't particularly get along very well. It took a number of years, and we continued to interact as we continue to do shows. We had booths across from each other, and I frankly sold a lot of his music through my website, federalobserver.com. I think there's still some albums up there that I would frankly sell very inexpensively just to get them into people's hands. I think I've got some of Carl Klang's music as well. Steve has fought some major interesting battles within his own industry. And many of us remember Steve from oh so long ago, and his voice in this particular piece has aged either so hard or so strained. He's fought some political battles in his own community. He is standing up and doing what the average American should be doing, standing up for right. And no matter what the cost is, Steve has had another marvelous career within the music industry with a character named Buck Howdy, who he developed predominantly to reach out to children and with children's music, and actually had a little segment on a cable television show for quite some time. And as my grandchildren grew, we got to see Steve several times, and they just thought that was so exciting. And I received this piece of music from Steve late last night, and any of you out there who would like to have access to it, we want nothing for it. Do send me an email tonight, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com, and request the Steve Boss link, and I will ensure that you get it. I think it's a piece that is well worth sharing for your families, your friends, your children, your grandchildren. The message is so powerful. It is just so amazing. And thanks for allowing me this bit of time to kind of take a sidestep from the normal programming and share this with you. And my personal experiences with Steve, I've remained on his list for years. We continue to correspond. And he is one hell of an American. Each one of us fights the battles in our own way, whether it's local, as Steve has done, whether it's national, which he has done through his music, whether it is spiritual, which he has also done through his music. His contacts within the music industry are amazing. The people that he has worked with on some of his projects and some of theirs. Wayne Miller from the Little River Band, Juice Newton, many of you may remember from the 70s and early 80s. Good personal friend, does a lot of backup work on some of Steve's stuff. But this is an amazingly powerful piece. I think it's the most profound piece he has done since his post-9/11 era when he published a song called There's an Eagle, which surprisingly very few people have ever heard. It's quite something. So I thank you for allowing me to indulge in these comments. Wow. Let us move on. Late this afternoon, I came across a column which I'm not going to share in its entirety with you, because I'm going to basically have this posted on the website tomorrow with the charts, with the graphs. Tomorrow, in effect, at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com is going to be what I'm going to refer to as the silver edition. I strongly urge you read tomorrow's edition. First of all, I recommend you read today's edition, which did not get posted until about 3 hours ago, a column by Ted Butler called A Nervous New World. And in it, he talks about silver, he talks about assets and commodities and things, but it's a great conceptual piece. And then I came across this piece entitled, Why $300 Plus Silver is a Realistic Future Peak Price. And according to Lorimer Wilson, editor of Munkney.com, M-U-N-K-N-E-E, Munnee, or money, they claim that if gold reaches $10,000 an ounce, silver could reach $714. Now, keep in mind, Lorimer tells us that silver escalated in price by 81.1%. In the 12-month period ending June 30th of this year, compared to gold, 19.3%. And as such, the gold-silver ratio fell from 67 to 67.1 to 44 over that period of time. Way out of whack. Long-term historical relationship between the two precious metals, and it begs the question, is now the perfect time to buy silver instead of the much more expensive gold metal? Well, that's what Lorimer Wilson believes. Lorimer and I have had an interesting relationship that's gone on for only about a year as I began to find and post some of his stuff and would get continued thanks, letting me know that the two or three financial websites that I'm involved with draw the largest percentage of readers to his site of any other referral site in the country or the world. He states in an article outlining the historical price correlation between gold and silver and what it means for the future price of silver as the gold bull continues to run its course. Wilson says that precious metals bull markets have three distinct demand-driven stages, and we are now quickly approaching, or perhaps even in the very early part of the stage which occurs when the general public around the world begins to invest in gold, and this deluge of capital into gold causes it to escalate dramatically in price, or shall we say to go parabolic. Now, history suggests that gold could go to as high as $6,228.80 an ounce. You know, gold went up 24% in 2009, 30% in 2010. There's no shortage of prognosticators who see gold going parabolic like it did in 1979 and 80 when gold rose 289.3% from January the 1st of 79 to January 21st of 1980. And 128% higher in a late 1979 parabolic blow-off of just under 11 weeks. A 289.3% increase in the price of gold from December 31st, 2010 closing price of $1,420 an ounce. Did you hear that? December 31st, 2010, what is that, just under 7 months ago? Gold closed at $1,420 an ounce. And it currently stands at over 1,600, roughly 1,620-something. So, you... I lost my place here. This is a crazy piece. If all this being the case, what appears on the surface to be rather outlandish projections of what the bull market in gold will top out at, well, don't seem quite so far-fetched. I mean, they're talking about $6,228 an ounce. That's insanity. But taking those figures, we could see silver going to, on conservative levels, $333. And understand, my friend, silver has proven itself time and time again to be a safe haven for investors during time of economic uncertainty. And as such, with the current economy in difficulty, the silver market has become a fight or flight to quality investment vehicles right along with gold. 49% gain in the value of silver in 2009, 83% in 2010. These things attest to all of this in spades. And yet, what's amazing to me is that I still believe a lot of people aren't jumping on the gold and silver. They're waiting for the proverbial pullback. And every time they wait for a pullback, it just keeps going up higher. Everybody wants to get as much as they can for their money, or what passes for money. That's something that we try to do here at Republic Trading Group. It's your money. We recognize that. It is not our money. Yes, the network, Republic Broadcasting, does see a small benefit. You come in here and spend $10,000 or $100,000, a small percentage of that goes to toward the operating expenses of this network. Yeah, there's some salaries involved. You think everybody works for free? That's part of the problem. They work for free or they don't work at all. It's insane. So whether you're buying a piece of gold, you're buying some silver, I want you to keep a couple things in mind. Yes, we do have a special offering up on the website today. We go back to the stalwart British sovereign. I joked with John and Bob an hour ago. You realize that if you'd come to us just a few short years ago, to buy 50 sovereigns would have cost you about $4,280. $4,250, somewhere in that area. That same 50 coins today cost $21,000. But you may not have that kind of funds to do your conversion. You might want to take a look at our 8-pack for $3,422. You might want to jump on and grab a 12-coin packet at $5,100. And at that 12-coin level, I'll take care of you with a free, prepaid, one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's renowned international forecaster newsletter. I'll get you a subscription renewal. Maybe you want to do a gift subscription to a family member or a friend who's beginning to realize that something isn't right and they want to take a look at it. Maybe you don't need any of those. Maybe you want to save the network some money. I'll give you the free shipping. And I'm happy to do that. Then you want to buy one, two, three coins, that type of thing, it's going to cost you $435 a coin. You can't get it for the $85 we used to sell them. It doesn't work. Everything's gone up. Price calculations are based on gold at $1,620 an ounce. If you do the math for yourself when you look at the website and realize that each level of greater purchase, the cost of the coin goes down measurably. But I want you to also peruse down below our British sovereign offer. These are quarter-ounce coins, internationally recognized. To me, it's one of the best ways to own gold, better than almost anything else. They're small, they're fractional, and everybody who owns or runs a Maverick or a dog and pony show convenience market or a Circle K or a 7-Eleven.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Bingo. We'll work with you. Silver, I still believe, is the place to be. It's not to take away from the gold. The gold has served its purpose. But time and time and time again, the silver has outperformed the gold in the last 8-9 years. It's going to continue to do it. And besides, it's more stable. Tank of gas, bag of groceries. Don't forget, I'll give you 2 slushies with these ones. You laugh, but unfortunately, I've seen. Take advantage of our special offering. Some good stuff up there. We can talk about gold, silver. You want to look at platinum? You want to look at some of the other things? That's great. These are the areas we specialize in because they are the ones that are most desirable. It's because of the ones that are most recognizable. You can find our special offering at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Click on the treasure chest over on the right-hand side. It'll give you a complete spit out, and if you have questions, I'll be around later. We don't worry about that stuff. Been an interesting hour looking on some other news headlines. Who the heck is that? Sandra Dee? No, she's dead. The question's been arisen, will the Fed come to the rescue with this debt crisis? Now, according to what we're hearing, it will do what it can to calm markets, but don't expect any miracles if Congress misses the deadline. Emphasis on the word debt, of course. The head of the IMF, this gal Lagarde, is urging the U.S. to act immediately to raise the nation's debt ceiling. And apparently there's a lot of betting going on in Vegas. Oh, yeah. Investors placed $4.8 billion in default swaps on this whole defaultness. The trillions have been bet the other way. It's going to be interesting. Another one of Obama's czarinas is leading the fold. She's heading back to Harvard. This Elizabeth Warren chick. I'll tell you what, there's a gal that looks like she is raked over the coal. Oh, you better hurry up and run out and buy some of that IPO stock in Dunkin' Donuts coming out at $19 a share. I find if you get in and get out the day that they first offer it, you make out like a bandit. If you stick around for a couple days, you'll probably lose your assets. By the way, not only can you reach us, thank you, Dennis and Joan. Glad you enjoyed that, Joan. That's very, very nice. And can't wait to get this stuff out to you folks that want it. Don't forget, if you'd like a copy of Steve Dawson, right now it's not a video, it's just a song, it's just the words, Steve singing it. Send me an email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com, and in the subject matter, just type in Steve Boss, B-A-U-S. But for those of you who spelled it D-O-S-S, I knew exactly what you meant. So, anyway, we're reaching close to our time tonight. It's been an enjoyable Tuesday evening for me. Thank you for taking your valuable time and sharing with me. Hope you got a little something out of it. What? I don't know. Maybe it was the music that became more important tonight. And upon occasion, it's the music that becomes very important. It's a part of our lives. It says so much. Music can move you. Music can destroy you. It just depends on the type. Oh, that's right. That stuff is. You guys take care. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Got the skin that I love to touch. The skin I love to touch too much. And all that jazz. You have got the lips that suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800